Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. We're looking forward to a great night tonight. Let's welcome back Adrian back to our show tonight. Adrian, are you there?
That's right.
And do you have a topic for us tonight, Adrian?
Well, for all our audience out there, I would like to say first and foremost that there's some wonderful, great things that are out there that we're starting to discover, a lot of alien technologies. And first I would like to talk about the first thing that me and Roy learned is we learned more about what different numbers and what they represent. As we did some research, we realized that numbers have a lot to do with our universal language, in which I think that these alien beings and how they communicate through signs of numbers and symbols. And also, as we learn about geotrans, we also begin to understand how these numbers can heal people, you know, through meditation and through numbers, and how they play a big effect on our lives. And also, I would like to also talk about the NeoCube, in which James Rink, as the founder of the Neological Technologies, the NeoCube is actually a cube that actually produces magnetic energy waves that is sent out through our chi energy and our chakras. And I think that what I would like to do is I like to advertise this at the Neological Technologies at www.neologicaltechnologies.com. And I just want to say, Roy, that the new NeoCube that he sent me is very powerful. It is called the IDL-80 Gate Key, and I actually recommend everyone to buying one because they're very big and they're very powerful, and they can do a lot of wonderful things.
Give our callers and listeners a little example of what happened when you first got that?
Well, the interesting part is I started seeing a lot of changes when I got it. I noticed that there was a huge amount of change of energy, vibrational frequency that changed inside my building, which this building was a very old building. You know, it has a lot of years back of history, and there was a lot of prostitution and killings and drugs and all kinds of different things that went on at the time, and as I sent that energy out, it seemed like it cleared out the whole energy, and we don't have as many homeless people or people messing around on the building like they used to. And I also noticed that as I used it tonight, actually, I used it on demon possession. There's actually a protocol that you can do for demon possession, and as I was using that protocol, I noticed that the energy somehow went inside my laptop, and it completely erased my hard drive, and so there was no hard drive on it, and so I think it has an effect on electronics as well. It's like a generator. The gate key IDL-80 is like a generator. It amplifies the energy of the other NeoCubes somehow.
You know, that's amazing that, you know, everything is energy. So, you know, that's a very good, you know, possibility that generator did send some kind of you know, negative energy into your laptop computer. And how did you get that cleared? You know, how were you able to get your laptop going again?
Well, it's really weird. Tonight I was at one of the metaphysical shops, and I happened to pick up some sage. Something told me to pick up some sage, in which I had no idea why my guides wanted me to pick up some sage, and I just started looking at it, and so I picked it up, and I was like, I got to get some sage tonight. And this was right after I bought the sage, and then I smudged the NeoCube and the laptop, and then I turn it off, I turn it back on, and it started working again normally.
Well, that's amazing.
But we understand, too, Roy, that energy has to go somewhere, and if we don't direct that energy to go into the universe or into, like, you know, I usually say I send it into the ocean. And deep into the ocean, you know, where it can't be found. And I think it doesn't affect all the other animals or the other mermen and mermaids, and because it's all protected by Poseidon.
Right.
But that energy has to go somewhere, so we have to send it somewhere.
That's great, Adrian. And first of all, I want to invite all our listeners out there to, feel free to call in tonight. You know, we're doing some free readings, plus we'd like to talk to those that are interested in the NeoCube and some of the work that we do and some of the experiences that we've had. Again, call in on the guest number of 646-721-9720. And we're looking forward to talking with you. And Adrian, what do you know about soul collage? Is that something new that we've been learning about?
Well, this is another wonderful tool that was given to us too. And it's another synchronicity. I think that if we ask the NeoCube, sometimes we ask it if we can produce synchronicities and timelines and all these kind of wonderful things. And one of the things that I produced was a synchronicity. So I have a guy that's actually on Earth right now. His name's Will. He's actually he's one of the Pleiadians, which is one of the he was also a fallen angel at one time, lifetime, but now he's actually learning to ascend in this lifetime. And so I asked him to bring a mentor to help us to make some money. So he sends me this friend. His name was David, which recently I met. And I met this from David. I met his mentor. And as this mentor was teaching me, she was teaching me about these soul collages. And what they are is... this goes back to where me and Roy learned about sacred contracts. This is another idea about sacred contracts and archetypes. And as we learn to understand what an archetype is, we begin to go even further into these soul collages. And what these soul collages do is it actually pours out anything that is inside of our subconscious minds or our unconscious minds, and pours out, and it gives an image of, from a magazine, what we are thinking. And these, what we are thinking is what our archetypes are trying to show us. So it's kind of cool too, Roy, because I was kind of twisting it a little bit. I was kind of tweaking it, you know, trying to go into a little bit more in it. And as I was going into it, me and my friend Chris, as we were time traveling, we were actually going through these different parallels to find out a mystery about a missing child. And as I was looking through the soul collages, it just kept standing out to me. All this information started coming to me, like a graveyard or a doorway or a certain letter or a certain word, you know. things like that. And I think that...
Would you say that's similar to remote viewing?
I would say yes, most definitely. Because when I started tapping into that, I started going a little bit more deeper into it with the archetypes. And as
right.
I was going in through more information, I started seeing things that normally I don't normally see, which is really weird because, yeah, I would honestly say it's a lot like remote viewing. It's a lot like what Major Ed Dames, you know, that he was talking about how we can tap into our unconscious minds and the matrix.
And that's interesting because I was just watching a video this morning one of Ed Dames' students. He was telling, you know, how they go about, they see different symbols or pictures, and, you know, that gives them ideas of, you know, where, whatever, you know, their remote viewing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the only thing about remote viewing, it'll show you locations and stuff, but it don't tell you the time. They're kind
mm-hmm.
of the, you know, in the future, they're not able to do, you know, what a psychic does.
Well, you know, what's really interesting about that, Roy, is it can go even further than that. You think about how many people in the world, you know, you put a group together or you do a presentation and you talk about these archetypes and about what it would be like to remote view with the soul collages. And so once people tap into that, into their unconscious mind, they're going to start in-tuning themselves with their own psychic abilities. And that's what the whole
wow.
design is all about, is in-tuning yourself with your, to get in touch with your deeper part of you, you know, the unconscious mind.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to invite all our callers and listeners out there, if you want any more information about these soul collages or the, you know, Neo Cube or even Geotrance, you know, give us a call or go into our website or give us an email. I mean, send us an email and we'll get back with you and share, you know, any information that we can, because, you know, the word, we're in 2012 now, so you know, the main thing is gathering information and sharing this information with others. You know, that's what's important. You know,
well, and I
people.
Also think that the easier way, whoever came up with this idea, is an easier way to get in touch with your psychic ability. It's also a faster way, and I think that for a lot of people that are very confused about remote viewing, this is actually a better way to remote view because honestly, I think that whatever Ed Dame does, you'd have to be a real professional artist to actually
yeah.
tap into the matrix through art. So this is another art way form to tap into the matrix and to the unconscious mind.
But this is more of a, what do you say, more of a visualization? Where you're taking pictures.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the best way to,
you know,
for a lot of people to get in touch with their creativity. It's the best
right.
way for people to be more artistic and to get more into, like, photography.
Yeah.
I think it all falls in line with the same thing, you know, because once you get into the soul collages, then you're going to want to venture into more into photography, because you're going to want to take more pictures and actually use those pictures, whatever you see.
So when you're a person is building their collages, you know, for their deck, you know, cards,
mm-hmm.
you know, how do they pick the pictures that, you know, from these magazines?
Well, what you do is you just pick up a magazine and you think about what you want to look for. Like, for an example, if you think about, like, how do I overcome conflict with my family? or how do I overcome conflict with my neighbors or my friends or my health issues? So what you do is you grab your magazine, you don't look for anything specific, and as you go through the magazine, just follow your unconscious mind and your feelings, and rip out a paper, whatever stands to you, that will overcome this conflict or overcome this obstacle. Now, if you want a remote view, that's a little different story. You have to do that through meditation. You can do it through meditation. You can do it through visualization. Don't have to be meditation. Because the unconscious mind don't really know the difference between sleeping and awake, because we're always asleep and awake. So as we are in between this dimension, we are in the other dimension, in which we are in a higher dimension at this time because of 2012. And so it's going to come, information is going to come a lot quicker to a lot of people.
That's interesting, you know, how that works. And, you know, and a lot of people will be amazed how easy it can be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even with hypnosis, you know, a lot of people feel that they can't be hypnotized. But the whole thing is
you already are.
Can be hypnotized, but you just have to allow it.
Exactly. You already are hypnotized because, again, you know, the unconscious mind don't know the difference. So when you ask somebody, are you hypnotized, they're going to say no, because they were programmed to believe that they can't be hypnotized.
Right.
Because the unconscious mind don't know the difference. So the confusion, the real confusion behind that is that is the confusion. It is the it is this reality that we live in every day that
we say that part of the matrix. Would you say that part of the matrix?
Absolutely, and I think once we tap into the matrix, we can gather any kind of information that we want. And that's why the way this was designed was for people to tap into the matrix to get information about their archetypes, about their past lives, about pretty much anything you want to know. You know, if you want to know, if you want to venture into, like, for an example, if somebody says, somebody took my child, and you want to find a missing child, well, pick up a magazine, get the information, go through the timeline of when the child was missing, and gather the information. And once you gather the information, all these images and all these words will come to you. Ask your guides to intervene a little, you know, to help you. And as they intervene, they'll guide you through it.
That's amazing. And would you say that Hollywood is sending out a lot of messages with the movies that they make?
Well, it's funny you'd bring up Hollywood, because I just went to go see The Lady in Black. And it's kind of interesting because The Woman in Black was about a boy that went into this mansion. And as he went into this mansion, he was a researcher, so he was trying to do research on how to find this missing child. So he actually went through these magazines, and he went through these papers, and he was actually doing the same kind of work, but in a different situation.
Wow.
What he didn't realize is when he was reading the words, he didn't realize that she held a grudge. So he had to go back and get the information about how to fix the grudge, but he never did. He didn't get all the information that he needed. So he ended up getting killed at the end of the movie because he didn't gather all the information.
Wow.
And this was one of his archetypes, if you think about it. This is a psychological thriller. It's not really one of those thrillers that, that, you know, like Michael Myers or Pinhead or Jason Lives. It's not one of those thrillers. It's more like a mystery, like trying to discover the meaning behind the movie, you know, like doing your research, finding out who the child is, where they are, you know, what happened, you know, gathering all the information.
Similar to this other movie where they had that guy on that island. What was the name of that movie?
Was it Castaway?
No, where they led him to believe that he was living his reality and he was
Shutter Island.
Shutter Island.
Well, in a lot of ways it was the same, because I can honestly say that whatever was going on, a lot of it was going on in his head, because he was actually co-creating all of this as he was going through the movie, which a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that we all have archetypes, and a lot of it could be co-creation, and a lot of it couldn't be. I mean, because, you know, when he started seeing the lady in black, all these missing children started getting killed just because his daughter was missing.
Wow.
So that was the reason why all these other children started missing, because his daughter was missing. He, you know, he couldn't save his daughter in the fire. So a lot of the grudge was from him. A lot of this energy that he was projecting was from him.
So he was the one who created that reality then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it was the anger, a lot of it was the rage. You know, I could have saved her from dying in the fire. I could have done this. I could have done that. You know, and a lot of it was resentment. So he had to come up with a different archetype to actually cover up with what he was feeling.
And that's amazing, because, you know, in true life, there is people that are living in that same way. They're, you know, creating these realities, you know, in their mind. People who lie so much, they actually believe their lives, and they start living that life, you know.
And all it is an illusion.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, who are they really lying to? You know, they're lying to themselves, but at the same time, it's not always about attention. It's more about controlling those archetypes and learning how to master them. Keeping
part
them
of
under
it
control.
Is having to deal with that, you know, whatever emotion that they're experiencing, because a lot of them might have been in, you know, as when they were younger. You know, they might have been abused, too.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of abuse,
that's how they deal with those, you know, different emotions that they keep trapped inside of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of it's abuse, a lot of it's drug abuse, a lot of it, you know, if they lost a child or
sexual.
Now, the interesting part is he thought his daughter got burnt, but his wife had a miscarriage.
Oh. So
because in the show, it shows a girl getting trapped in the basement and the house sets on fire.
Yeah.
And, you see the lady in black. And you're always going to see her when there's a sacrifice being made in the movie, because he felt like he had to make a sacrifice.
Right.
You know? Because he felt that when his wife had a miscarriage, he lost his child. He got to save the boy, but he lost his child.
So he saw her first and had to make the sacrifice.
Yep. He was making the sacrifice because, you know, he kept blaming himself about his daughter. So every time he kept blaming himself, he would always make a sacrifice. So then they'd, you know, she would kill more girls, you know, the lady in black.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and there's sometimes you have to watch a movie more than one time to get a real understanding of what, you know, the story behind the movie, you know.
Well, that's why I keep going back, trying to understand it.
Yeah.
So I can gather more information. It's
right.
Just like, right before I went to see this movie, the house reminded me of the house that I went into in my dream, in the astral.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out, you know, Carla's missing child, the girl
right.
that's missing. And in this house, she realizes that the house is actually in, the house that I saw in the dream is actually in, but not California, but L.A.
Oh.
It's actually in L.A. She was describing
so you were able
it to me, and then she showed me
the house,
future.
Then?
What's that?
You were able to locate the house?
Well, in the dream, that was the house that I was in.
Oh.
But she found it in L.A. But I was actually astral traveling in that house, trying to find her missing child. But they saw me first, so I didn't get to finish. I didn't finish the investigation.
Right.
So, if we're called to serve, you know, and that's what God wants, and that's what we got to do.
Oh yeah, you know. Main thing is listening to, you know, your intuition, you know, that deeper part of us that, you know, that are helping to guide us, you know, and lead us, you know, whether it's helping others or helping ourselves or whatever. We have to open up to those energies.
Well, you know, I believe that, a lot of people are afraid of what they don't understand.
Right.
Because they don't have enough information from their past lives. And it just sinks over into this life, and then they just get trapped in fear. And they don't get enough information, so they have to go back and learn from the past.
But, you know, it's valuable, too, where the more we learn about our past or even past lives, that just helps us in the present so that we have a better understanding of the things that we were, you know, experiencing during those past lives.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the past, you know. So,
well, I believe there's a reason behind miscarriages, like when he lost his child with his wife and she died and he wanted to be with her. And he had so much rage and so much guilt, and
right.
Then he started co-creating all this stuff. So I, you know, to me that was a psychological thriller because, I mean, what else would you call it? You know, he had a lot of mental anger, a lot of rage. You know,
right.
Just like on Harry Potter, if you think about it. You know, the Dark Lord, which was Voldemort, he was one of his archetypes too.
Right.
And he had a lot of anger because of his parents. You know, they abandoned him. And the reason
That's
why
true.
They abandoned him is because there might have been a lot more in depth with their with his parents that we don't really know about what really went on. You know,
Adrian,
don't
I just want to let all our callers and listeners out there know that, you know, we didn't do any readings tonight, but we're looking forward to our next show, and we invite everybody back to Astral Mind 2012, and we hope that everybody has a wonderful night, and we're about ready to go off the air. So, you know, come back, and we'll talk, you know, and help, you know, anybody with the reading. Again, we want to thank everybody and have a good night.
Have a good night.